When he sat down to audition for Leonard Bernstein in January of 1963, Andre Watts was just 16. His performance that day of Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1 in E-flat won him a nationally televised performance in one of Bernstein's Young People's Concerts. Just a few weeks later, Bernstein asked Watts to perform the piece again with the New York Philharmonic in place of an ailing Glenn Gould.
The unvarnished fact is he basically handed me a career. Out of thin air, from one day to the next, created a career for me. He said, here, kid, you want this? It's yours. You got a career. Bang.
Watts clearly earned the right to that career, but he credits Bernstein for being publicly at ease with Watts' biracial background. Watts' mother, a Hungarian pianist, his father, an African-American army officer.
People forget that, you know, in 1962, we still had miscegenation laws in this country in certain places of the United States. In 1965, when I went to play in Miami, my manager called me into his office and said, you know, Andre, I just want you to know it's Miami and you probably will have no problem. But you need to know that technically, legally, you and your mother being in a two-bedroom hotel suite, and it's against the law in Florida.
Andre Watts, one of the world's leading concert pianists for over half a century and counting. Among many other honors, he received the 2011 National Medal of Arts, awarded at the White House by another prominent biracial American, President Obama. African American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5 and written by John Bewin. I'm Daniel Gillum. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices, supported by the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank.